Welcome to the Do Zone, where entrepreneurs go to get things done. I'm your host, Josh Thomas. You can find me on all social media at JT Literally. Each week, I bring on experts from a variety of backgrounds to share their secrets on how to optimize performance so you can take massive action and crush your goals. If you want to build a slingshot that brings in quick cash and sales for your business in as little as the next 7 days, I'm going to give you a simple framework that has worked for me and my clients time and time again at no cost to you. Go to Factor One. .io now, enter your email for immediate access. Today's guest is Dr. Eric Recker. Dr. Eric Recker is a dentist, husband, father, keynote speaker, elite success coach, author, pilot, mountain climber, and recovering triathlete. In his second half of life, he is committed to helping people shorten the distance to becoming their best version and learning to win the now. Eric, welcome to the Do Zone. Tell us something you believe is the key to getting stuff done that most people wouldn't think of.
Josh, thanks for having me. I think one of the biggest keys to getting things done is living in the present moment. It's one of the problems, one of the things that plagued me in the past was not being in the present moment. I would be in one place with my mind and another place with my body. So once I realized the importance of embracing the current moment and living in that moment, my life changed.
What are some of the things that you kind of latched on to start embracing in that moment? Well, give me some examples.
Yeah, so I spent a big portion of my life either stuck in the past or worried about the future. In the past, I had some bullying that happened to me when I was way back in elementary school, and I found out that I was hanging on to that like an anchor that was dragging behind me. I felt like I kept having to prove myself to everyone. So I didn't really operate out of my strength. I operated out of my fear of not being good enough for other people because that's what I was told when I was younger. And then I was always worried about the future, always worried about the things that I was going to do that were going to let other people down. So basically what I've done is I figured out this moment is the only thing that's guaranteed in our lives. And so what are some things I can do to be in that moment? One of those things is just pausing in the busyness of our day, just pausing, taking about 10 seconds, taking a couple deep breaths and then having a recentering phrase like, I am here, right now. When I was learning this concept, I had to do that constantly throughout the day. So little things like that, just remembering that this is the moment we have, this is the thing that's guaranteed. How can we be here? How can we show up?
You know, it's an interesting point that you bring up that we spend so much time focusing on the past, which we can't change, and the future, which we have at best a tiny amount of control over. But the one thing that we have the most control over, and the one thing we can change, is what's right in front of us right now. And so, why do you think it is? I think it's important that we understand why do so many people find themselves stuck in the past. And why do so many people find themselves worrying about something that hasn't even happened yet? Why is that even a problem?
Yeah, I think it's a problem because we all have things that have happened to us in the past. And so it's if we haven't dealt with those things, it's easier for us to stay latched onto those. A loss that we experienced in the past, a failure that we had in the past that we haven't learned from or dealt with. And then, boy, if you watch the news, there's a gazillion things to worry about tomorrow. The news tells us that the whole world is going to heck. If we embrace that, yeah, we're going to be worried about that. So I think we have to deal with that stuff in our past, but we need to deal with it in a way that we say, what lessons can I learn from the things that have happened to me in the past? And then those things in the future, we just worry, we put things in three buckets, ideally. What things can we control? What things can we influence? And what things do we need to let go? Because we spend way too much time trying to control the things we have to let go or the things that we can only influence.
And control is a recurring theme. You know, we were joking around in the pre-show that the universe was against us because of all the technology issues, but control, it's like every once in a while when you need to receive a message, you start seeing it everywhere. And I start seeing this idea of control. And control guides our behaviors in lots of weird, unpredictable ways. When we feel like we're out of control, We almost overreact just to try to feel some variation of control, even though we're like not, it's not healthy, but we kind of do it anyway. And so just really quickly, talk to me about the idea of why are our brains seeking control? How can we maybe harness that kind of constant grasping for some kind of lever that we can hold on to? How can we like embrace the way that we're naturally wired to get some of these things you're talking about?
Yeah, it's a great question. The way that we have sort of orchestrated our lives or built our lives, and with all of the devices and distractions we have, we live in this world that feels out of control because we can scroll so fast and we grab onto anything to make us feel like we are in control instead of sitting in our feelings and just sitting in the present moment. So I don't want to feel uncomfortable. So I pick up my digital pacifier, my phone, I open it, and then I can be anywhere that I want to be. And I feel like I have a little control. Oh, I can go to this social media site. I can go to this website. I can go to this. And it feels like you have some grasp of control, even though you don't, because you can't control the different comments or reactions or likes or all those things that we want to have. If we spent more time on the things that we can influence, which is how we show up, we can influence or we can control how we show up. We can control our attitude. We can influence other people. There's somebody that we're really having a disagreement with, struggling with, have something in the past. How can we influence that person? What are some things that we can do that are in our control? How we show up, what our attitude is, our preparation, our rest, our all of those things, how can we harness those so that we're better able to influence things? And when we start to do that, when we step back and say, I'm not just going to constantly be reaching for my phone, constantly zoning out, then I help it. I think it helps us get back to that present moment, get back to the moment that we're in.
And I'm curious. There's a couple of things that you talk about. One of them is win the now, which I love, but I totally get it. But there's another one that you talk about that I want to hear about, and it's the dam analogy. Not the dam analogy, but the dam analogy. The emphasis matters.
It matters a ton. So, the dam analogy is actually the title of my new book that's going to come out on April 12. I'm super excited about it. But basically, what the dam analogy is about is we are a dam. And if you think of a dam that holds back water and has an outflow that goes through it, all we really are is a conduit of the energy that flows through us. We have an inflow of energy that comes in, and we have an outflow. We are really good at the outflow part. The stuff that we do, the responsibilities that we have, we're really good at that part. In fact, we're so good that we get overcommitted because we know how to spend our energy. What we suck at is refilling. We're not very good at doing those things that fill our bucket, that recharge us, that refuel us. And so, what the dam analogy is, it's all about evaluating our commitments. What are those things that we have that are causing us to have more outflow, self-sabotage, commitments, all of those things that we do that drain ourselves? But even more, what are some good strategies that we can do to make sure that we have something in the tank so that our outflow is effective?
Yeah, well said. And so tell us a little bit more about what you're working on right now. Where can we learn more about this book, and how can people connect with you?
Yeah, so like I said, I'm super excited that the book's going to come out here in a couple months. It's crazy in between place right now. I have a release date for it, and it's not even finished yet. So it's this really cool, uncertain place to be in. But what I've been doing
That's
over the past.
winning the now, man. Like, hey, yeah, I got a book. It's not done, but I'm enjoying the fact that I'm working on it right now.
Yeah, absolutely. And so what I've been doing over the last couple of years is I've been teaching groups on this concept, and it's been great. So we'll bring a team in, or I'll go meet with them, and we'll talk about how this works in their lives, how we can help them learn these strategies to not only live in the present, figure out what things that we're committed to that actually match our why, and then how we can refuel ourselves so that we can be living this life that's actually sustainable, so we're not overcommitted and burned out constantly. So I'm super excited about that. If people want to connect with me, you can go to my website, ericrecker.com. Everything's on there, information about hiring me as a speaker or a coach. Got a couple cool freebies on there. There's the 5 principles of win the now that you can grab. And also I created a 5-day to knock back burnout challenge because I have struggled with burnout my whole life. I'm finally getting on the right side of it, and I want to be able to help other people on their journey. So all of that is available on the website, social media links, and all of that. So I'd love to have a conversation.
Love it. Hey, we're going to wrap up from here. Thanks so much to Dr. Eric Recker for joining us and sharing some wisdom on how he gets some stuff done. For those of you who want to connect with him, learn more about his book and his different strategies for overcoming burnout, you can go to ericrecker.com. Whether you're on your morning commute, in the gym, or somewhere out in the field, snap a selfie, tag me at JT Literally. Show me what you do while you're in the do zone. And one more time, if you need a quick injection of cash in your business so you can get momentum now, go to factor1.io. Let's talk about building your slingshot. Know this, you are factor one for your own success. Now let's get to work.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Do Zone podcast. If you're running a service-based business that's looking to grow this year, let's talk about how we can slingshot you into momentum with a quick injection of cash and sales. Our clients typically see results in as little as 7 days. To learn more about what we do, you could go to factor1.io. Once again, that's factor1.io. We'll see you next time.